Last week, WUWM presented reports on economic development in southeast Wisconsin extending to the greater Chicago area. Planners insist the corridor has the potential to be a global force, including in the fields of advanced manufacturing and water-related technologies. Our project included a forum at Wingspread in Racine, where representatives of various sectors shared their vision for the region. The participants were Racine Mayor John Dickert, Milwaukee Commissioner of City Development Rocky Marcoux, President and Founder of the Kenosha Harbor Market Ray Forgiani, Milwaukee County Supervisor Patricia Jersick, Executive Director of the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission Ken Yunker, Executive Director of the Milwaukee 7 Pat O'Brien, and Director of Environmental Programming at Wingspread Lynn Broadus. Here is a sampling of what they believe the region needs to propel itself forward.
The number one thing is really forward-thinking leadership. We're watching as China, South America, Europe, they're all building infrastructures right now. We have to create an efficient infrastructure that moves lots of people efficiently. We have to remember that our greatest asset is water, and we should not abuse that.
I think the global leader in innovation still remains the United States of America. It may not necessarily be produced and manufactured here, but the ideas are still coming from the United States. We have in the city of Milwaukee the leader in global factory automation, Rockwell Automation. So I think that we have those components. What I fear is that without the comprehensive strategy, we may continue to do what we do well, but we're not going to be able to build up the additional population that we're going to need to compete.
You know, if you look at the most successful economies in the world, they're based on innovation. And that innovation means that you have to be able to pull all the resources together, especially the intellectual resources. You've got these great universities in Chicago, Milwaukee, Madison, and you have to be able to tie them together with the workforce, whether it's Abbott's and Baxter with the medical field, whether it's the firms in Milwaukee, the firms in Madison with the stem cell research. You have to be able to integrate those people in a timely fashion. It's one of the advantages that Europe and Asia is now picking up. So this transit system, it's mind-boggling to me as a region. We can't pull it off.
I'll jump in and start talking about how do we pay for things. For example, Milwaukee County pays for an awful lot on property tax dollars. We're one of the few counties that pay for our bus system. Most major cities pay for transit with sales tax. So because we pay for things with property tax dollars, I think most folks would suggest that property tax dollars are pretty well maxed out. And more, the assets are shared regionally. So, for example, Milwaukee County actually runs the art museum, the zoo, some of those wonderful cultural institutions that we have. So I would suggest that one of the needs we have is to figure out how to reorganize the support that goes into these regional needs. Transportation is a huge one, train and the buses and so on.
The public in many cases is there. It's a matter of getting the necessary state legislation to move it forward. Those jobs now, for example, in the Racine area are located in Caledonia, Mount Pleasant, Sturtevant, in Kenosha, and Summers, and Pleasant Prairie, and Milwaukee. And the ideas of having individual transit systems operated by individual units of government just does not fit anymore with where people need to travel.
You've got buses that stop at the county line that then don't time with the other buses to move people. That's one issue. The second issue is obviously a quality employee, educated quality employee.
There's a lack of understanding that we live in a shared community, a diverse community, but a shared community, where someone's needs may be different than another's. And we've got to work if we're going to have a solid region to accomplish both.
We have to remember that planning for the future is a bit different than the planning that we've had in the past. We know that our rainfall patterns are changing. The intense storms that we had last summer in a briefing that was here at Wingspread, that's something that we should be expecting into the future. We know that our energy scenarios are going to be changing into the future. And, you know, Wisconsin only produces about 5% of its energy So we're in a kind of a risky proposition moving forward relative to energy. We've got abundant water, but we've got to take really good care of it. We need to be doing our planning rather than sort of plan for growth and assume that we can move the water around to accommodate that growth and assume that we'll be able to get the energy that we need. You know, this country's population is growing. The world's population is growing. And this is one of the regions that probably, with the right kind of foresight and the right kind of planning, can actually absorb some of that growth, whereas there are other places around the country that very much can't. They do not have the resources. But we've got to be ready with a plan that leads us into the future, and we can do it.